This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Some people might say, well, how do I work out my average lifetime value of a customer? You know, they might say, well, you've come up with some indicative figures there in terms of, you know, the average person comes to me for 2 years and that sort of thing in order to make that offer. And that's a really good question. And the way that I would work out the average lifetime value of a customer is, yeah, and you need to have been operating your business for a little while in order to do this. But what I would do is I would go back, you know, perhaps go back, you know, go back, you know, 3 or 4 years or as far back as you can really, and pick out, you know, a subset of customers. So let's say you go back to, let's go back 4 years and you say, okay, I'm going to pick the months of July, August and September. And there's 100 customers in that period that started with you. And so hypothetically, so 100 customers started with you. And then all you need to do is go through, and you can do it yourself, or you can have someone help you do it, and you just look at each customer and you go, okay, customer one. So you just pick them randomly. You don't pick them, oh, these are our best customers. You just pick them randomly. You say, okay, I've got these 100 customers, bang. And then you go customer number one, and you work out what they've actually spent with you. So you say, okay, that person spent, yeah, that person came in and they got one haircut and they were worth $60 to us. Okay, customer number two. Oh, we've still got them as a customer. That they've actually been worth, you know, $5,000 to us. Customer number three, well, they stayed for, you know, for several months and they were worth $400 to us. You know, customer number four, you know, they were worth, you know, worth $1,000 to us. And then all you're doing is you add up those customers, and the more customers you can add up, the more statistically significant those numbers are going to be. Like if it's just, you know, three customers, you might either have three really good customers or three really bad customers, and it will skew the figures in terms of the lifetime value of the customer. But if you have 100 customers all laid out there, well then the figures are going to be, you know, far more accurate as they, you know, as they come back to you. So that's, yeah, and then at the end of it, you just say, okay, well, I've analyzed 100 customers over that time, and the total value of those customers is, you know, is $150,000. So therefore, $150,000 divided by 100 is $1,500. So the average customer is worth $1,500. That's what we're, that's basically what you've worked out. And then if the average customer is worth $1,500, well, there's your average lifetime value of a customer. And that's a really important number, because once you understand that lifetime value of a customer, you know what sort of offers you can make to get customers on board. Like, I'm sure you would be happy to offer, yeah, a free, to go to your local gym, let's say if you're a hairdresser and so on, and offer, you know, offer their customers a free haircut if you knew that your average lifetime value of a customer is $1,500, because that free haircut is going to cost you $5-$10 and you're going to get $1,500 back on average, you know, as a result of that. It's really a no-brainer in that sort of case to make that, to make that sort of offer. Whereas to do it previously, there'd be this sort of fear, oh, I'm losing money, all this sort of thing. But when you really look at the numbers and dig into the numbers, you can actually see that it, you know, it makes a lot of sense to do that. So in terms of the potential of this, let's just crunch in and look at what's the potential of actually doing this lost customer sort of strategy. So imagine right now you've got a business, and we'll use some simple sort of numbers, but you've got 1,000 customers that you've serviced, yeah, in the last 12 months. Let's say you're a plumbing business. So pull that out, and really I'm just using these examples. They're indicative. They could be anything, but just to make them real. And you've got on your books, yeah, you've serviced 1,000 customers in the last 12 months, and on your books you've got 800 of those customers are lost customers. So they're lost customers, meaning they haven't come yet, they haven't come and seen you for 12 months. Okay, let me actually explain, how do you actually work out when a customer is lost? Which is a really good question. And when a customer is lost really depends on their frequency rate. So, for example, if you're a pest control business, well, then a customer will be lost. Yeah, people might get their pest cleaned in their home every 12 months. So they might be like, every 12 months we get our pests, our house sprayed for pests. Well, if they haven't come back in 18 months or 25 months or whatever, then you go, okay, they're lost. So they go in the lost customer bucket. However, if you're running a hairdressing salon, for instance, well, you know, people come back traditionally every 6 weeks. If you haven't heard from them, let's say in 14 weeks, give it a little bit of time, you might say, okay, they're a lost customer. Or you might say 22 weeks, whatever it is. You say, well, they're a lost customer. I've lost them from my book. So you've got to work out for your business, and that might be a good thing to just sit down and think about and write down now and make some notes on. When is a customer a lost customer for me? You know, when's a customer a lost customer for my business? Because that's a really, really critical, number to know. But let's say you've got, we'll stick with a hairdressing example because it flows on from the rest. But let's say you've got, on your books, you've got 1,000 customers, 200 are current, and then 800 are lost customers. 800 are lost customers. So the 200 current, they're coming in, they're spending $60 a month, and you're making, 200 times 60, you're making $12,000 a month. I think that's right, 120, 1,212. Yeah, so you're bringing in $12,000 a month. $12,000 a month. Currently, as a result of those 200 current existing customers, and they're all cruising on. But then you look and you go, oh, we've got 800 lost customers. They haven't been back for more than 14 weeks. So some of them might not have been back for years, and some of them might not have been back for a lesser period. Now, if you want to lower your costs on this process, what you might do is send a letter to the most previous customers and the most recent customers first. So rather than sending it to the customers from who you lost 5 years ago, you might send it to the customers who you lost 6 months ago or so. So if you find it works to the more recent ones, then you go, okay, I'll do from 6 to 12 months. And if it works from the 6 to 12 months, you send to the ones from a year to 2 years, and then from 2 years to 3 years, and 3 years to 5 years, and so on. So, but you'll probably get a much better result to the most recent ones. So, but anyway, let's just say 800 lost customers. What would happen? Remember, I've got up to a 30% response in re-engaging customers by sending out a letter like this in the past. But what would happen if you just generated not even a 10% response, not even a 5% response, let's say just a 3% response. 3% response. Okay, so that 3% times of 800 is 24. So we've got 24 customers that you've reactivated. Now remember before, we said that each customer will be worth about $1,200 to you in this instance. So it's going to be, to some businesses, listen to this, it's going to be less. To some, it's going to be a lot more. So obviously take this into account with your business. But let's say 24 times 1,200. So from that campaign, we've generated $28,800. The cost to mail the 800 customers, let's say, might be $1,500. Let's say $1,500. The cost to deliver on those 24 gifts might be 24. Even if you counted that at full price, would be $2,400. But in reality, it's probably costing you $10 each. So it's really costing you about $240. So you've got $28,800 that you're making, and it's costing you about $1,740. So there's about $26,000 in profit there on a 3% take up. So which is a big profit. I mean, this is a big big potential in terms of $26,000 profit from doing that with your lost customers, to reactivate those customers. So with this in mind, why wouldn't you at least test it? I mean, the cost to do it in this case is $800, $1,600, that sort of thing. I mean, it's fairly minimal to go after and test going after your lost customers. And this is a really, really good place to get started on this campaign.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.